Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Mm-hmm. But we've got a couple of guests in now, haven't we, Maggie?
We have. We've got Nicola and Kay.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, you are about to embark on a new business, which is that brave or not, do you think?
Brave or stupid, one or the other.
Now, the business is what?
The business is a farm shop. We have a field and we've been growing soft fruit there for past 18 months. And right. We decided that it would be a lovely idea if we actually opened a farm shop that enabled us to sell the soft fruit, but also get all the other Isle of Wight producers together in one place and give the islanders a place to come and buy local produce.
Okay. Fabulous idea.
It is. Now, where is this farm shop going to be? I know it's not built yet because I've gone past it a couple of times.
It's nearly there. We're just waiting on the roof. So the actual address is Hill Lane in Freshwater. It's Golden Hill Nurseries and Farm Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So just past Golden Hill Fort. If you're going towards Yarmouth, it will be on your right, just past the fort entrance.
Mm-hmm. Good. And you're going to grow your own, you're going to sell your own fruit.
Yes.
What else are you going to sell?
We've got, I'll hand over to Kay, because Kay's been dealing with the supplies and she can tell you.
So your job will be?
The shop manager.
Okay.
Farm shop manager. Various different suppliers. We've got Isle of Wight cheese.
Ooh.
Lovely. Gallybagger. Yes.
Yeah, the Gallybagger and the soft blue. That's mm-hmm. a nice one as well.
I love that.
We have white salt. We have
Isle of Wight Meat Company.
Isle of Wight Meat Company.
Right.
Terrific.
Wild Island.
Wild Island. The Isle of Wight Jam Company.
Who's Wild Island?
They do marinades.
Oh, right.
Oils.
Dressings, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right. And then jam. I'm liking the sound of all of this so far.
Yes.
Yeah. Artisan Bakers.
Artisan Bakers.
Village Bakery.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, down the road, yeah.
Yeah.
So various different.
I don't think we've got a farm shop at that end of the island, have we?
We don't. No.
There used to be one, didn't there, around Copps Lane?
They did. King's Manor, I think, had a farm shop.
Yeah, but now you've revived the idea of a farm shop in the West Wight, which is good.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
And it's going to bring produce from across the island, plus of course your own soft fruit. What kind of fruit have you been growing?
We've got everything soft fruit wise, and we've also got polytunnel on site. We're going to trial some things that you wouldn't normally be able to grow in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very much into zero food miles and getting things produced locally. So we're trialling melons and watermelons in polytunnel this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, wow, that should be good.
Yeah, so rather than coming from Brazil, they'll be coming from the Norton Green polytunnel.
Oh, well, they can't be back.
I like that. I mean, when you're growing melons and watermelons, they've got millions of seeds in, but presumably you can't just use those to grow them from.
Well, you could do, yeah, actually you could do.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, you could. But these ones have been specially adapted for more temperate climates. They've still got to be grown in a polytunnel.
Yeah, but
But they, from germination to harvest time, is only about 90 days. So therefore they can ripen in our climate. In theory.
Excellent.
In theory.
We try and see what happens.
So when's this shop going to open? I know you're still, well, I'll say the early stages, but you're getting out of the early stages, the later stages now. So
yeah, we're just waiting for a roof at the moment.
Kind of essential.
Might be handy. Yeah.
Kind of essential. The building's up, all the driveway's done, and we're looking sort of third week in May. But we'll definitely be open for the Whitsun.
Okay, so you're going to hopefully hit some of the holiday trade as well.
That's right, yeah.
So will there be salad-y stuff as well?
We'll have a range of different vegetables as well from local suppliers. Living larder we've hopefully got on board.
Yeah.
Providing that their products are ready as well.
Yeah, yes. I mean, presumably, like a lot of farm shops, you're going to concentrate on products that are in season rather than, you know, you can get strawberries in February, but they've come from Israel or Australia or somewhere, and you don't really want that. You want what you can buy now.
Yes,
that's right.
I think that's the best way of going forward.
Sounds like a fabulous idea.
It does,
I've got freshwater based strawberries. I don't know if you know freshwater based strawberries.
I didn't know they existed.
We're selling their plants and we'll also be selling their fruit when it's ready.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we grew strawberries at the end of the island.
No.
Yeah. All right. And so, because it's there's quite a lot of holiday accommodation. Are you hopeful that you're going to pick up some of the tourist trade?
We yes. are, yeah. We've got a few little...
There's a campsite down the road, down on Heathfield Road yes. as well, we believe.
Yes, there
and
is.
Walkers and cyclists around.
Yeah, and you've got
hill.
The Brambles one down the other road as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are you going to be opening hours, roughly?
9 till 5.
What, every day?
Through the week, we'll be closed on a Tuesday, but Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, it'll be 9 till 5. Right. Tuesdays will be closed, and then Saturday, 9 till 5, and a Sunday, 10 till 4.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds like you've covered all the bases
so
there.
So, you're managing the shop, but will you have staff as well, do you think? You can't do it
yes.
all on your own, can you?
No, I will have a little bit of help there.
No, that's good. I mean, I wish you luck with it. There'll be yes. a little bit of car parking there as well. Presumably.
There is, yeah. Disabled parking, mm-hmm. Electric car charging point, bike stands.
Oh, really? Oh bike yep. stands as well. Yep. Yeah. Covering everything.
Yeah. We have, yeah.
And we will also be having the FYT bus.
Oh, the Fit
West
bus,
Boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Route good.
Route A will be stopping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that will actually go into your car park and come out again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll. That's a really good idea because that's a very popular service. It goes past our house. That one, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, yeah. one of them does.
One of them does. Yeah. So it's going to be called Fanny's Farm Shop.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Is Fanny a particular person or just a name you fancy?
Fanny. Yeah. On our Instagram, we recently put up the history of why Fanny. So Fanny was my great grandmother.
Right.
She had a market garden, or she grew up on a market garden, Ash Lane in Gunville. She was a Salter. Oh. And that market garden was in the family until the 1950s. But that's where she grew up. And right. She married, had three children, and then quite tragically died when she was 27.
Oh dear.
So we thought, as we're recreating what Fanny had when she was a child and where she grew up, that we would name it after her.
Mm. Good for you.
Excellent. Right, and what happened to the market garden in Gunville? I was just thinking our boss lives out in Gunville.
So the market garden, I believe, was there to the mid-1950s.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so Fanny's father was James Salter. And they actually farmed the land until the mid-1950s.
It's quite an old island name, Salter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's right.
Around,
yeah. Okay. I believe there's still another branch of the family that's still farming as well. So.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Yeah. But you're now in the West White and you're going to open this...
We're now in the West White with a little bit of land.
Next month. And I wish you all the best with it. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
You're brilliant.
Thank you.
Will you let us know when you've got a firm opening date and we can make sure we mention it?
We definitely will, yeah. Okay. Of course, yeah.
And, you know... I know the food, let's put it this way, the food will be worth what you pay for it, but you won't have spent anything on getting it transported to you. It'll be
absolutely
as low food miles as you can manage.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. We look forward to the opening, and we'll come and say hello to you. We only live around the corner. We'll come and say hello to you.
Okay. Thank you very much for having us.
It's
no
a pleasure.
No problem at all.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.